And now, the rest of the story. Admirers called him a lot of things: the Shadowy End, the Tonawanda Terror, the Living Flame. His real name was Frank Hinkey. Frank was unquestionably the most feared and respected college football player at pre-turn-of-the-century Yale. How mean was Frank Hinkey? Frank was so mean that opposing players would plead with him prior to the games, would promise to fall down quickly when Frank grabbed them, if only Frank would not hurt them too badly. How mean was Frank Hinkey? Frank was so mean, he once yelled at his own team's playing captain for sidelining himself after taking a hard hit. "Why are you leaving the field?" he demanded. "You can still stand." Frank's lack of sympathy for injured football players may have stemmed from his own apparent imperviousness to injury throughout his 4 years at Yale. Taking the most brutal punishment opponents could throw at him, he did not once leave a game. Those days, by the way, saw that sport at its most violent. A half dozen yards were often purchased at the price of broken bones, and the most vicious bone crusher of them all was Frank Hinkey. His speed and strength awed teammates, opposing players alike, and coaches as well. Pop Warner was astonished by Frank's determination and fighting spirit, said he had more explosive energy than any athlete he'd ever seen. Walter Camp, the father of American football, said Frank drifted through the interference like a disembodied spirit. And sports writers just ran out of superlatives, struggled in the invention of new word pictures to describe Frank Hinkey. Herbert Reed, for example, referred to Frank's move from the line as a sudden sinuous glide. Frank Hinkey was as mysterious off the gridiron as he was menacing on it. He seldom spoke in public, even to return a good morning. And he never laughed. He steered clear of people and publicity, brooded relentlessly, which earned him a less known, although equally appropriate nickname, Silent Frank. The secret behind that grim exterior, the words suffocated with silence, comprise the rest of the story. For Frank Hinkey, the fearsome college football player whom opponents begged for mercy, was barely 5.5 feet tall. He weighed only 152 pounds. Pale and scrawny, sunken-eyed, hollow-cheeked, Frank Hinkey could not have appeared less formidable. Sports writer Casper Whitney, who first saw Frank as a freshman in 1891, wrote, quote, "One never would suspect that cadaverous-looking fellow of any athletic aspirations." And yet Frank's appearance utterly belied his incredible ability. Slender, seemingly frail, he nonetheless possessed what was once described as, quote, "the muscular development and coordination, the nervous energy and combative instincts of a leopard." One Princeton player later recalled, "He would tackle like a fiend." And yet none of those athletes who played with him in those years saw through the haunted visage to the truth which you are about to hear. Frank Hinkey was more than slight and sickly looking. He was actually sick. He was slowly, throughout his glorious college football career, dying of tuberculosis. Oh yes, he knew it. Most insist Frank Hinkey succeeded in spite of the disease that eventually claimed him. But you can imagine how he triumphed because of it. How superimposed over the faces of each of his rivals was the more awful countenance of his one true enemy. For now you know the rest of the story.